Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
We know that coming to Walt Disney World can be very overwhelming with all the fast passes, the dining reservations, even getting from attraction to attraction can be extremely overwhelming. But we've got a friend that can help you make your next trip to Walt Disney World even more magical. It's Ramon and Theme Park Concierges. You can visit themeparkconcierges.com or call them at 407-257-9973. Ramon and his amazing team of VIP concierges will take care of you from the moment you arrive at the park until the moment you go back to your resort. They can take care of you for a four-hour time slot or a full day. It all depends on what you need. They can take care of your dining reservations, your fast passes, and even make sure that you find even more magic hidden in the Disney parks. Well, contact our friends, themeparkconcierges.com, or call 407-257-9973 and tell them your friends over at the Disney Parks Podcast sent you.
And now, the Disney Parks Podcast Infotainment Segment.
Well, all right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. And tonight, we're talking about Destination D, D23's midway event. It's not Expo. It's the off year.
It's the warm-up for the Expo.
And it's happening at Walt Disney World. So they let some information out. So
thankfully,
both Tony and I got very excited. And before we get too far into it, I love the logo. I love that style of logo. It looks
amazing. The D23?
Yeah. The Destination D,
right.
Celebrating somebody, something.
Some rat or mouse.
Yeah, some vermin.
Some cockroach.
So how do you want to start there, Buzz thingy?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to make it blow bubbles out of its butt or head?
Yeah. Buzz lights up, and he can...
Tiny bubbles out my head.
He's for sale all over the studios. I mean, literally,
I'll bet.
There was not a place not selling a Buzz Lightyear.
It looks good on camera.
I like the part that it stands up.
Yeah.
You know, because then you could just turn it on and walk away.
What will that set you back, sir? $24.95?
I don't even remember. Just use your pass holder discount.
Yeah.
And don't ask.
Fair enough.
Let's start with, how about dates and pricing?
Let's start off with dates and pricing. That was a big deal. We wanted to make sure that we had the dates right. So fill us in, buddy.
Let's see. Where are the dates? Oh, it's going to officially start November 17th.
Right.
That'll be the official start date.
Mm-hmm.
That is a Saturday. So it's the only Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
Unless you buy the $1,300 Mouseketeer. Yeah, then there's a little bit extra stuff that comes on Friday.
Wow.
So gold and gold family members are $215 per person, plus a $7 processing fee. Now, if I remember correctly, last year was like only $150 or $175. So they found a way to jack up the price.
Why not?
Yeah.
And do you have to pay for parking?
No, you have to park at the TTC.
Yikes.
Yeah, they don't allow you to park at the Contemporary.
That's nice.
There'd be no room.
Because nothing makes a person happier than getting done with an all-day convention.
And then have to take a monorail or a boat.
Have to take a monorail to D.C.
Tickets for Gold and Gold members will go on sale Thursday, April 12th at 11 a.m. Pacific Time or 2 p.m. Eastern Time for you Floridians.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to go to the D23 website to get the ticketing link. That's not available yet.
Right.
The Mouseketeer, which is the VIP.
Yay, yay.
They will be tossing out $1,300 per person with a $7 processing fee.
Well, let me ask you a question. Since you've done this before, you pay $215 Thursday. 4 weeks from now, I pay $215 because I want to go. Would we be able to sit together, or does when you purchase your ticket establish where you sit?
No, there's no assigned seating.
Okay.
It's all first come, first serve. Yeah, we could talk about that because I have a strategy that I use.
Excellent.
So I don't have to sit in the back. I mean, the Fantasia Ballroom is huge.
Right.
You know, they have, how many parts? I think three parts of it open up. So it's pretty huge. The Mouseketeer tickets go on sale the same day, but an hour early. So 10 a.m. Pacific or 1 p.m. Eastern time.
Right. Cool.
Yeah. And this year's theme is honoring the 90 years of Mickey Mouse.
That is an old rat.
Yeah.
90 years.
It should have like an old Mickey come on.
Hey, Chris.
Get off my lawn.
Remember where we had the Mouseketeer Club?
Let me whistle my Steamboat Willie. Yeah. Ready? Oh, boy.
Yeah. What else is there? Yeah, so 17th, 18th, Disney's Contemporary Resort. If you don't live in the area, I would definitely start booking a hotel room because, especially if you want to stay at the Contemporary, because they will go
like hotcakes.
Yeah, lickety split. And then you really don't want to take a monorail.
No, you do not.
You know.
No, you don't.
Because it's very much a pain in the neck. I mean, if you can stay on the loop, that's great. You know, Grand Flow, Polly.
Right.
That would be great.
Right. And there is no sleeping on Main Street USA.
Yeah. There is no sleeping on Main Street USA. Let me just talk about the three things they got going on here, too. So kicking things off on Friday, November 16th, with the optional early check-in. Once checked in, Disney guests can go to three places. Now, one of them is new this year, and I'm intrigued. Mm-hmm. So the first one is Mickey's at Glendale, and right. We've spoken about that on the show many times. That's the Imagineer store.
Correct.
And they have a lot of interesting and cool things that us normal folks don't get to purchase and do.
Gen Pop.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, stuff with, you know, Imagineering on it and Sorcerer Mickey, because that, well, it used to be the logo. Now it's something new and stupid looking. But they do have a lot of stuff. If you're a pin collector, there's very small batch pins there. I have a handful, but not many.
Right.
They're usually only a couple hundred. They're very hard to get. You got to be in line first thing in the morning. So if you're going to do that, go early. And they even have your limited edition pins, apparels, collectibles, and themes to the event. So also they usually do, they bring back something crazy from the past, something like maybe a shirt with Mr. Toad's ride on it or something.
Wow.
And also they do usually something that's coming up. Like I'm expecting to see Toy Story Land possibly and Star Wars Galaxy Edge merch.
Possibly, but it would make more sense if they're celebrating Mickey Mouse to be the Runaway Train.
Yeah, even something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, something that's coming that is not out yet.
Right.
Because usually the Imagineers make stuff for themselves first.
Well, of course they do.
No shock there.
Shocking.
Now, the next store is new. They haven't done this in the 7-8 years I've been living in Florida.
Right.
This is called Mickey's Marketplace. And for the first time ever.
In forever.
D23 is thrilled to debut the Mickey Marketplace inside the Contemporary Convention Center. Exclusively available to Destination D attendees, a handful of retailers will offer limited Mickey-branded products.
Take a loan out and go to this place.
Yeah, so, you know, this would be things like we used to find at the Expo, like the Huffy bike,
right.
Alex and Annie stuff, American Tourister luggage, all that Mickey.
Dooney and Burke.
Yeah, Dooney and Burke, right. The
Pandora.
Other one, Harvey.
Right.
All those kind of retailers would be at this Mickey's Marketplace. Citizens Watch is a brand new sponsor.
I bet they'll be
with a very large presence there.
Sure. if I were a citizen, that's where I'd go first.
That would be my big premier.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. And this is a really cool experience, too. I mean, Mickey's of Glendale, I've been to the Expo, you know, the Disney Store, which is the next the next thing we're talking about. They have a version of it there, too.
Yeah.
This Mickey Marketplace, man, if Mickey's like our buddy Bill, Mickey's the guy for him.
Right.
I mean, this is the kind of thing where you save up all year for this event.
Yeah.
This is the one where you're going to blow substantial amount of your funds.
Yeah. Yeah, I've spent a couple hundred bucks at this event on merch.
Nice.
And then the last thing is the Walt Disney Archives. They come, and in one of the smaller meeting areas, right by the registration desk, they usually set up something. It's not usually a lot of stuff. Maybe this year they'll do it a little bit different.
Right.
Because it is Mickey. But this is all stuff from the archives, and then this year it'll be all celebrating Mickey Mouse. So I'm expected to see some Mouseketeer stuff, some old Mouseketeer stuff, maybe even some old Steamboat Willie stuff things like that. So it'll be interesting. And the fun part about the archives, too, is you can take pictures. They're not like, hey, no pictures, you know, this is the archive. There was one thing, a picture that they had on the wall, and they wouldn't let you take a picture of it. That was last time.
At the Expo or this thing?
At the at the Destination D. But yeah, we did have that one at the Expo.
The Ryman map of Disneyland.
Yeah, no pictures. And there was somebody even standing there.
Right.
You know, on all the stools.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I guess the flash. I guess if they say, hey, listen, you can't take a flash, I would fine. I know how to turn it off.
Right.
Yeah. Because maybe the flash does something to the paintings? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what could be worse than chain smoking Walt Disney, you know, smoking his smoke all over the foundational base of the paper and paint.
Yeah.
You know? But hey, what do I know?
Yeah. So that'd be good. I'm looking forward to those three little shopping experiences.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
this is a cool experience. It's very unique if you're into merchandise, if you're into one of a kind, can't find it anywhere else. This is definitely the place to be.
Yep.
So moving on, what's next? Highlights?
Yeah.
Want to do highlights of the weekend?
Yeah, sure.
So because it's like an expo, they do all sorts of sessions that you could be a part of. So some of the highlights for the weekend, and these are just the ones that they've announced. This is not nothing. We don't have any behind the scenes stuff yet. Yeah. So this is not everything, but presenters and panelists, including legendary Disney animator Mark Henn, voice actor Brett Ewen, Disney legend Bill Farmer, Imagineers Jason Grant, who seems to be a fixture here.
Yeah, of course.
Wyatt Winter and Alex Wright, animator John Pomeroy, and Disney Archive director Becky Klein. Plus, there's going to be even more people to be there. So if you want to start getting into some of the nitty-gritty of animation and some of that stuff, these are pretty
good. You know who Brett is, right?
Brett's...
He's the current voice of Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I did not remember that name.
Yeah, he's the current voice of Mickey. Yeah, and I'm sure Jason and Alex will be doing probably something together.
Sure. They seem to do that. Yeah,
it's like the Martin and Lewis show.
Next up is a Mouse in Shorts, animating Mickey through the years, from Steamboat Willie to A Great Horse, Mickey's epic film career has taken him on journeys that have endured him to fans around the world. So you get to join Disney animators and historians as they look back at the films that define Mickey's career and take a peek behind the scenes of some of his most famous roles. Now, I want to pause here for a second. So in the press release that we're getting this from, this is the point where this is why I said I think they're going to do something with the Runaway Railroad, because they have featured very prominently an image from
the railroad,
the proposed attraction. You know, it's Mickey and Minnie in a car, and there's the railroad, and Goofy's driving it. So,
I was in the studios this weekend, and I don't understand why, but they took down all the construction walls in front of the Chinese Theater.
Hmm. Maybe they've done all the necessary changes to the front, like taking down all the signage for Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So, speaking of, we're going to be catching up with Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Coming to the Hollywood Studios in 2019, The first ride-through Mickey Mouse attraction, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, will push the limits of immersion for the Disney experience. You get to join members of the Walt Disney Imagineering creative team for a sneak peek at the zany twists and turns for the upcoming groundbreaking attraction. And this will be the official first major behind-the-scenes announcements for this attraction, right? Ooh,
I think so.
I haven't seen anything else talked about this.
Yeah. Not at all.
It's probably going to be the first time. So that might, for some people, that right there might be worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
You know.
If you need to be in the know.
If you've got to be the first one, buddy.
Yeah.
This is where you want to be.
Yeah.
Collecting Mickey, the true original, from the first Mickey Mouse wristwatch to the collaboration for today. Mickey's always been in style. We wind the Mickey Mouse clock back to take a look at the toys, collectibles, and products that have defined the mouse and what his future has in store. If you've never done any historical reading on Walt or Walt Disney pictures or any of that stuff, and the way the Mickey Mouse watch came to be,
yeah,
and the marketing behind the first Mickey Mouse.
I think Bill wrote an article about it.
It's truly, it's truly amazing.
Yeah. I saw the original, or one of the original Ingersoll watches.
Really?
Yeah, we went to the archives for the Adventure by Disney. And you're just, I was like, my face was like pressed up against the glass. I'm like,
right.
I said to the woman, I said, is it possible that you can just take that out so we can, you know, look at it? You know, you can hold it, but just, you know, take it out of the case, right, so that we can see it up close. And she's like, no. No, that'd be a no. And they had the box, which they said was rare.
Right.
It's rare to have the box and the watch. So,
because I don't think very many people back when these were coming out were thinking collecting.
Sure.
I mean, they were gifts for kids.
Yeah.
And kids play and destroy and do all the fun things that kids do.
Yeah.
But they're not thinking of like the Kenner Star Wars stuff. Nobody was thinking, hey, I'm not going to open these action figures.
Right.
I'm just going to put them up on the shelf and maybe they'll be worth something one day.
Right.
We do that now.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like that back then. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. I've got a few of my own. So collecting Mickey's fascinating story.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. That'll be a nice session. Hidden Mickey's. Uncovering the magic of Disney storytelling, chronicling some of the lesser known and lost adventures of everyone's favorite mouse. Disney historians will guide guests through an exploration of rarely seen and unusual Mickey projects, including a few that never jumped off the page.
Wow.
I'm intrigued by that one.
Is Mr. Barrett doing the Hidden Mickey session?
No, I don't think this is like Hidden Mickey's like, hey, here's the hidden Mickey on the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Here's the hidden Mickey shaved in the
This is hidden Mickey's that never came
about
attractions.
This is like
land.
Archived things that never happened. Yeah,
it'll be interesting.
And then probably the session that I would be most excited for is Weird Disney.
They always do one of these, a weird something.
The early Mickey years. So fan favorite Weird Disney returns with an all new show that is Walt Disney Archives, revealing some of the wildest and wackiest Mickey moments, merchandise, and more, including a deep dive into Mickey's past, featuring some of the most unique appearances, depictions, and pop culture influences from the famous mouse during his runaway success in the 1930s.
Mm.
That should be very interesting because there was a lot of unsanctioned Mickey Mouse stuff back then.
Yeah. I've always said, probably unsanctioned, on license. I've always said that they would put the Disney brand on everything. If they were to bring out toilet paper, that would do it for me.
Yeah?
I believe is the only item that they will not put the Disney brand on.
I don't think they should because, well,
I'm saying maybe in the past they've done it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, today they would never do it.
Probably not.
Yeah.
It sends the wrong message.
Yeah.
That weekend will also feature other exciting events, such as Mickey's Animation Academy, where guests can learn to draw from Master Disney animator Mark Ken, and four artists paint one mouse.
Ooh.
Where four Disney artists embark upon an adventure in art, each interpreting Mickey in their individual styles, live on stage.
Wow.
Should be fun. Wonder if Lon will be a part of that.
No, they'd probably have somebody like Noah.
Ah, you're probably right.
Noah, Kevin John, or, you know, some artists like that. You know, get, you know, four radical thinkers out there.
Very radical.
Yeah.
And then we have, let's see, Mickey's Movie Night.
Ooh.
To wrap up a great weekend and celebrate Mickey's birthday, on the evening of Sunday, November 18th, Disney is throwing the ultimate Mickey movie pajama party, which, good luck riding that monorail back.
Yeah.
Including a visit by Mickey himself, which, you're the park. Park is right there.
Yeah. It'll take you forever to see him.
Guests are encouraged to wear their favorite Mickey Mouse pajamas,
mm-hmm.
grab a treat, sit mm-hmm. back, relax. And watch some of Mickey's most iconic and rarest footage from the past 90 years.
Wow.
So you're going to wear your pajamas?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive.
You're not going to have your big Mickey Mouse pajamas?
I don't have Mickey pajamas.
Okay. Well, yep. Sad.
Yeah, so everybody is, like we said, guaranteed a seat to all panels, all presentations, and the Fantasia Ballroom. And here is my tip. A, get there early on Saturday morning.
Right. Define early.
At least an hour or so before it actually starts. And I think it starts at 9 a.m. On the button. So be there at least 8, maybe even more. They're going to make you park at the TTC. They are not going to allow you to park at the Contemporary.
Unless you're staying.
Unless you're staying there or you have a breakfast reservation.
Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I'm not saying that you should do that.
I'm
but,
not saying you should either.
But. If you have to do it, you can do that.
That is a way to get around.
The only people I think they might allow in is a handicap if you valet park. I think they'll let you in. So the other, so once you get into the building, this is what they typically do. There's usually a part of the Fantasia Ballroom that's just a queue area. And they, you know, have tape on the floor that, you know, mm-hmm. it's like a queue.
Mm-hmm.
And they queue everybody up. And then when it's ready to start, they take everybody and lead them in. And then you get first grab at the seats. So
right.
you can literally, you know, usually it was like the first four rows were reserved for the Mouseketeers or the mm-hmm. VIP. Mm-hmm. And then right behind that, I mean, you can sit and have the same view. It's a $1,300 seat.
Right. You're just 16 inches further
yeah,
back.
Exactly. And that's usually what I do. So I usually get there early, queue up, make sure you bring extra power with you, because it's going to be a long day. You're going to be taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Your phone's going to be probably on and, you know, you're going to want to do stuff and bring extra power with you. So do that now. Usually what they do is, they'll do some sessions, take a break. You don't give up your seat during
right.
the break.
Right.
But you do give up your seat at lunchtime. At lunchtime, the ballroom is cleared. Everybody's got to leave. And then you have like 1 hour to go have lunch. I think it was a little bit more, probably like an hour and a half.
Right.
To go have lunch. And then you had to get back in the queue if you wanted to get your good seat back.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now here's my tip for lunch. Yes, you can go to the Contempo Cafe. That line is hysterically long. Yes, you can go to the Wave, but that'll take you forever to get a meal. You may not get it in an hour and a half because
mm-hmm.
everybody's probably trying to do the same thing you are. You might be able to sit at the bar and grab something a little bit quicker, but the bar is limited space.
Right.
What I will tell you is what they usually do is outside in the porte-cochere is they set up like a little mini quick service.
Right.
I typically get my lunch and then get directly back in the queue line and eat my lunch in the queue line. This way, I'm back in line with my lunch, eating it, and yada, yada, yada.
Right. Or you could pack your own lunch.
Or pack your own lunch, and that's perfectly fine. Nobody will, you know. Yeah, I think I had a backpack with me because
mm-hmm.
I bought all this stupid gear and then found out they weren't allowing pictures or video.
Nice.
That's the other thing, too, is usually they do not allow any video or photography of any of these panels, which is kind of a bummer because, I mean, really, then you only walk away with what's in your memory, and you have nothing to look back on later and say, oh, remember when they did that,
right.
or remember when they said that, or remember that. So that's the only kind of bad part
right.
about it. Maybe sometimes they'll say, hey, you can take a picture of these things, this panel, but usually it's no – video or photography or recording.
Gotta control that message.
Yeah. So that's my tips on kind of getting around. What else? Yeah, I think that's about it.
So let me ask you this. We have a question in the chat room. Oh. Do you think this event will sell out?
It did last year, but it took like all the way up into the week before to sell it. Now, if you really want to go, don't wait. April 12th, go get your tickets.
Right.
If you really want to go. If you're not sure if you want to go, then fine. Yeah. You can roll the dice.
Think about it.
Yeah. You can roll the dice and see if there's tickets. Because this is like, what, 6 months ahead of time.
Right.
So there is that. John spoke about the movie night. You'll get access to the Mickey's at Glendale we spoke about, access to the exclusive Mickey's Marketplace. You'll get access to the Mickey Mouse exhibit, and you'll get a special gift from D23.
Get a numb butt. You won't be able to feel your butt for a month.
You'll get a handshake from Mickey.
That's right.
No, they did give out some pretty fun stuff. I got some Pandora stuff over there that we got.
Yay.
Yeah. They gave us each day they gave us actually a piece of swag. They gave us something on Saturday and gave us something on Sunday.
Nice. Nice.
But yeah, they gave out some nice swag. Actually, those Pandora things that should probably just sell now that it's open.
Yeah.
Or it probably should have sold them before it opened.
Probably.
Yeah.
Timing is everything.
Yeah.
So in addition to the regular passes we mentioned earlier, there's a limited number of Mouseketeer VIP tickets available for, obviously, first-come, first-served basis. Now, it's going to set you back $1,300.
And these sell out instantaneously.
Per person.
Last year was in less than 3 seconds.
Wow. Yeah. More money than sense.
Yeah.
So there's an exclusive VIP dinner on Friday, November 16th, inspired by Mickey Mouse. So they're going to throw something together, probably some Cheez-Its.
Everything will be Mickey-shaped on the plate.
Some Cheez-Its, you know, a wheel of cheese.
Grilled cheese sandwich. Corn dog nuggets.
A charcuterie board with no meat.
Yeah.
An exclusive Mickey birthday breakfast with Disney Luminary meet and greet at Disney's Contemporary Resort the morning of his 90th birthday, which is?
November 18th.
Thank you. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Lounge at Disney's Contemporary Resort during event hours.
Mm-hmm. Listen, there's no reason for that.
Yeah.
Either you're in the panel or you're in the bathroom.
Right.
You're not sitting in a lounge doing nothing.
Right. Priority seating for all panels and presentations, so you don't have to stand in line with the rabble.
Yeah, the riffraff.
Early shopping access to Mickey's of Glendale, pop-up shop in Mickey's Marketplace on Friday, November 16th.
Yeah, so they suck out all the good stuff.
Correct. Early access to the Mickey Mouse exhibit from the Walt Disney Archives on Friday, November 16th. And an additional specialty gift, which if you're paying that kind of money, you should get an extra gift.
Oh, yeah.
And you get dedicated VIP Destination D check-in location, so you don't have to wait with a rabble. Yeah. So it's kind of nice. If you want to bypass the lines and just go and you want to have a VIP experience and you've got $1,300 to blow, this is the event for you.
Yeah. I will tell you, get there early on Friday for the registration because there will be lines for both of those stores.
Right.
I know, what was it, the last time I had the Mickey's pop-up, it took me almost over an hour. Just to check out. After I found what I wanted to purchase, over an hour to check out. I mean, they literally only had like 4 registers, which I don't think is enough.
That's silly.
They should have had like 16.
Yeah, that's silly.
You know, but so I would get early because it's
that's not daunting. Thinking through the experience.
Yeah.
The experience, you have to stand in line to get in. Okay, great. Now you're in. Now you have to stand in line to get out. Why? Why do I have to stand in line to get out? That's the dumbest thing.
I know.
You're going to sit and make me stop and think about.
And literally, you have to do stand in line to get in.
I don't want to spend this money.
Yeah.
You know?
The woman who is the store manager for Mickey's at Glendale, I know her by face. Like, if she sees my face, she'll recognize me and she'll say hello. And that, every time they do this, I ask her, why are there not more cash registers?
And?
She says it's not her. It's the D23 people. It's what they're willing to pay, you know, because they have to pay cast members, merchandising cast members to do that. and they're not willing to pay for more than four.
Wow.
Okay. I said, all right. I know who to talk to.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I know all their names.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
So you want to hit the next...
what do we got? The notes?
Yeah, some notes. I'm not seeing anything that's not...
I think we mentioned a lot of this.
So did you mention your strategy? You said you had a strategy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's, get there early.
Queue up.
Queue up.
Get grab the your lunch. Queue back up. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're definitely going. You've got room and everything taken care of. Right.
I have a room for one of the nights. I'm waitlist for the other night. I may have to just break down and buy the night. The Sunday night.
Nice.
Yeah. Because I want to stay and see the whole thing.
Sure. Understood. You know?
And I want to be able to get there early, and I don't want to have to drive and, you know, grab breakfast along the way.
Right. Can I chip in and buy the couch? So that's cool.
That's the thing that, so everybody was asking me this. You know, this says gold and gold family members. So I'm assuming that this is not for the free people.
Surely not.
Yeah. And if that's the case, well, there are a lot of gold members.
Yes. Yes, there are.
You know.
Yeah.
There's a ton.
Yeah.
Because that room was pretty filled up. I'm going to say at least 5,000 people.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. So, I mean, this is a great event. You had a lot of fun last year, right?
Yeah, I do.
You would suggest someone go to this?
If you want to make, if you want to have a seat and see every panel, I say do this over the expo. If you want the whole expo experience of 70,000 people that are crazed Disney fans trying to knock you over to get to the next panel or shop, then go to the expo.
Right.
This is a much milder and tamer experience.
Now, the flip side of that is the expo is where you hear the newest announcements for animation, the newest announcements for movies, parks. This is a themed event. Last year it was Destination D, but it was like adventures, you know, like you know, Wonderful World of Adventure or something. So this year it's Mickey Mouse, and it would be, this would probably be the year that I buckle down and go, you know what, this is what I'm going to.
Yeah.
This
last year was, it was I sold that Magic Band for $150 that they gave us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the first Magic Band 2. And
right.
It was a limited edition.
Right.
And I kept mine for a while and then said, I'm not going to use this.
Might as well do something with it.
Sell it. Get more Mickey merchandise.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, you got rid of some of yours, too.
I did. I did offset one of them. But I did keep the little porcelain statue that they sent out.
Yeah.
They were asking about that, too. And I was like, no, I'm keeping that bad boy.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is, people want to hear our tips and our thoughts. And this is a great event. And it's a Walt Disney World event. It's not something that goes over to Disneyland.
Right.
This is our version, a scaled down version, but this is kind of our version of a yearly or every 2 years event. So yeah, I would highly recommend you going to it. If you can get a room on property, great.
Yeah.
Or you can go a little cheaper and get a room off property. If you don't mind riding the TTC or that other way that we didn't tell you that you should definitely maybe try. but yeah, totally, totally worth it. Seems to be a lot of fun. Do you get any chances to get autographs and stuff? Like if you bump into...
if you bump into any of the celebrities like Bill Farmer, he'll sign stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm sure Brett Wood or
there's not
Jason Grant.
Usually, because this one's not a... Like last year, they were incorporating some more attraction, history of some attractions.
Right.
So, like I know Bob Gurr was in town.
Yeah.
You know, this is not going to be something where Gurr is going to be like, hey, I just thought I'd come out. Because we're talking about Mickey Mouse. You never know. But
yeah, he'd come out probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, if you bump into them in the hallways, I've said hello.
Yeah.
I don't really ask for autographs often, but I do like to chit-chat with them.
Right.
You know, if I bumped into Bill Farmer, I would definitely chit-chat.
Yeah. Get him to record an intro.
Yeah. Can you say,
hey, guys,
in a goofy voice?
A hook? You want them, Disney Park? Excellent. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I think that's it.
So outside of that, I guess we'll see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. One reach upon a star, you're